can I first of all tell you about Brandy? Brandy had warned us on Friday, because he couldn't let the cat out of the bag, because he was involved very heavily. If you watch the coverage last night, he ended up there with Sturlo presenting the trophy, and then he, if Penrith won, he was going to be presenting the rings on stage, which he did, and he'd said that I would be going back to Penrith, win, lose or draw, so I can't guarantee I'll be on the program on Monday. But he said, but I'll definitely call, I'll definitely be right. We've had people have sightings of Brandy all morning, that he's in the old Penrith gear, that he's been singing with Jimmy Barnes. No word from Brandy. Look, I can't even guarantee he'll be back on deck tomorrow. He is celebrating. He looks so happy on stage last night. He is Penrith head to toe. I know he loved his time at the Warriors, Smithy, but he's a Penrith man, and you can appreciate that. And he's very proud of his club. He's a board member, and that club has just won everything this year. As for the performance itself, you know, I tried to come up with a hypothetical today. Pick your best grand final performances. So pick, say, Roosters of 2018, where they beat Melbourne, that first half where they, what, led 22-0 at half-time. Think of other performances, great performances. The Knights way back in 01, where they led 24-0 at half-time against Parramatta. How would it stack up against Penrith last night? And, you know, it was a performance of excellence. Like, it started with Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris. How good were they, Smithy? Talk about old-fashioned, you know, layer platform. Those forwards ran through brick walls. If you had a stuck up a wall, they would have run through it. That then set the stage that when Penrith got their first try in the 12th minute through Stephen Crichton, the Parramatta Reels must have looked at each other in the in-goal and said, what the hell is this? Like, this is like no other game we've ever played. Like, we've come here ready to play, and they're already top gear. Like, they're gears above us. And it just continued. I can't remember a bad patch for Penrith in the game. And I know they conceded two tries in the last few minutes, but that was by the by. It was just an outstanding performance. I declare it this way. The best team in the competition produced the best performance of the season to win the grand final, and they have now won back-to-back. And I can't see them outside the top four any time in the next 5 years, Smithy. They are the new Melbourne. They are a powerhouse, the Penrith Panthers.